This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Also, apologies if you get really sweaty, but also not really, because you'll probably be glistening and look amazing. So
yeah, thank you. But we already took
the
photo.
Don't hit on our guest as we start.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Wait until we hit the theme song and then hit on her.
Oh, okay,
you have beautiful skin.
Oh my God, thank you.
Will you guys cut it out?
So sorry.
We're waiting.
Like I'm watching Carol in front of my fucking eyes.
I'm Rooney Mara.
Thank you, because I've always wanted to be Kate Blanchett.
Thank you. I actually do feel like those would be our roles.
In a dream, can we write it?
Yeah.
Can we make it?
It's Carol. It's a movie already.
If it's us, it's different.
It's a reboot.
And now it's modern, and we take away all of the charm.
And this time, it's all female.
Yeah, it's the female reboot of Carol.
It's time for Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of whatever the fuck it is we're doing here today. Punch Up the Jam.
You think we'd have it figured out by now.
Every time the music ends, I'm just like, oh, it's time to talk. What do I do?
It's because it's a good tune.
It's a good, it's
it
fine.
It sails you away to a new place.
You're thinking of Sailing by Chris Cross.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Is that what we're doing today?
Yeah, no, that's not what we're doing today.
Oh, that's right.
No, welcome to Punch Up the Jam. I'm Dimmy.
I'm Yael.
And what we're doing here on every episode is we take a song. We talk about why it's good and why it's bad, and then we punch it up. We fix it.
Yeah, well,
because some songs are we try so hard.
We really try very hard. Please approve of us.
Oh, we need those thumbs up. We live on that.
I just want some money and some friends.
Oh, we won't get either of those for doing this, but you know, it's the thought that counts. And speaking of thoughts, never mind.
Try it again.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Speaking of friends,
there it is.
Because I was like, well, that's going to sound like something else. Speaking of friends, let's introduce our guest. You know her as the creator of Louie. You know her as the president pro tem of the Senate. And folks, you know her from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. It's Dylan Galura.
I thought you were going to say, speaking of thoughts, because I'm smart. And I was like, thank you.
See, that's where I should have gone. But then I was like, wait, what does that sound like? And then I realized that people call people thoughts. And I was like, oh, fuck, no, that's not what I meant.
There. Honestly, I would be so flattered if someone called you a thought.
Speaking of thoughts.
You think I'm sexually active.
I would say thoughts because your tweets are so profound.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I tweet a lot of Monday motivation.
So many outfit of the days.
Honestly, I wish I had the confidence.
What? Why don't you?
Do it.
I might.
If it makes you feel any more confident, I want you to know that in my head, I only can say your name to the tune of Viva Las Vegas.
Dylan Galula.
This is like the most attention I've ever gotten.
Anytime I think of your name, I'm like, Dylan Galula. I can't not.
It's a lot of intense syllables.
It is. It's so fun to say.
Thank you.
I couldn't decide if it sounded like Cholula or Galuli. Before.
Yeah, like, well, Jeff Galuli is the one that hit in the leg?
Nancy Kerrigan.
I didn't see I, Tonya.
Wow. Yeah. And you come on my podcast.
Yeah, how many times did you see them in theater?
It doesn't matter.
Eight?
No.
More.
Seven.
Seven.
I hate movies.
Movies are overrated.
Yeah, no, I think they're stupid.
I'm kidding. I love them.
Also, you're in them.
Yeah, I know.
That's rude. Big movie's going to come knocking on your door, Dylan.
This is the extreme version of, I hate my job.
Also, speaking of your job, I'm so happy you're here for this episode, Teenage Dirtbag, because you play a teenager in, like, everything you do.
Yeah, I still think of myself as a teenager. I just turned 24, and I'm like, I'm a kid.
I mean, at what age are you an adult? 30? I don't know.
I don't know.
So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I realized that I'm a terrible guest for this podcast.
Why?
Because I don't... I also, like, similar to movies, I don't really care about music.
What things do you like?
Nothing. I'm deeply depressed.
Ooh, nice.
Memes.
Well, I realized, like, I think a song is great if I've heard it 3 times. You know what I mean? Like, this song kicks ass because I've heard it before.
I totally feel you. And I actually think that you're a great guest for this podcast for the reason because we go through the song chunk by chunk.
Yeah.
So you don't even need to necessarily be into it.
And
to
also
comment
now it's like
it.
You're the newcomer. You're being like, all right, so is this song good? I've heard it 1 time.
Well, I've heard this song many times.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm a fan.
I am too. I think this song bangs. I think the song is tight.
The song we're talking about, of course, is Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus.
And it was requested 4 times.
Yes.
So you're welcome to Jonathan, Mary, Fun Aunt Sarah, and Sophie.
I literally wrote down the names, was also like, Should we say their last names?
Nah.
I don't know.
It's too private, right?
It's very private. We're not going to dox you guys for talking about this song, which I got to say, I disagree. I don't like this song at all.
You're definitely right. I think it's a white thing. Like, I think, like, I hear it and I'm like, I don't really have any real problems and I really relate to this.
I will say that when I was looking at the music video, the related video was songs white people absolutely lose their shit to.
This one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's I will true. Say, I didn't like grow up hearing this song. I think the first time I heard it was we went to do karaoke with our friends and two of them were drunk and they did this song and I was like, oh, this is what that song is. But yeah, it's a song that white people love.
Can I come back and do Stacey's mom?
Absolutely. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes,
what
please.
Is wrong with me?
Absolutely. We should make our guests request to come back in the same episode. So
oh
now you
God.
Have to.
I You're would love that.
If also, someone else does Stacey's mom, one. I'm going to be really personally upset.
No. Now, we'll invite you if they also do it.
Yeah, just to sit in the room.
You can't be on mic. Sorry, girl.
No, I don't want to.
So this song came out in 2000, which makes me feel very old. Like,
Turn
incredibly old. Please don't refer to it that way.
Turn of the century.
No, thank you.
The new millennium.
Mm-mm.
Ah. I thought it was a 90s song. I was really surprised by that.
I know, right?
And it comes up in 90s songs playlists.
It's not. That's no. a lie.
I think people just consider like anything in the 2000s. They were like, we were still holding on to the 90s. It counts.
It's just weird that Destiny's Child was putting stuff out at the same time.
I don't
oh,
like
fuck.
That metric.
No.
That,
yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
I'm my like, brain can't combine these two things.
Well, because to me, I'm like, Wheatus, do better. Like, Beyonce's already on the scene.
Also, Wheatus was like a pretty obvious Weezer knockoff band. So to name themselves something so similar, already I'm confused.
That's a great point.
Right? Yeah. Name yourself like Bing-a-ling a Ding Dong. I don't care. Something doesn't fucking sound like another band.
I think Bing-a-ling a Ding Dong sounds a lot like other bands.
Like which one?
I couldn't think of I was like, I'm going to, by the end of that sentence, I'll get to one.
I would give like you the Ting Tings.
Sure.
Oh, the Ting Tings is real. I was going to say Bing-a-ling a Ding Dong sounds like a Nickelodeon character's band.
It sounds like the fake band from Austin Powers.
I actually think maybe I'm quoting the Witch Doctor.
Oh, Ting Tang Wah Wah Bing Bang.
There we go. Sorry, no, that was the later project from that band. I forgot.
Sure.
I love this song, if nothing else, because of that fucking little voice he does, which makes me laugh so hard.
Her name is Noel.
Is that not how he talks?
I don't think so, but I actually did not do my due diligence here. I didn't watch him talk.
I also have not heard a single other song from Wheatus, so I couldn't tell you.
I listened to them today.
Oh, the whole band?
It all sounds like Teenage Dirtbag Generator with different lyrics.
Great.
One of them, he starts rapping. That was shocking.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
I love it.
I don't know what to tell you. But he sings like that in every song, like just all through his nose.
Interesting. That seems like a choice, though, right? Because then he kind of like breaks out of it in the chorus a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get there. So before we get into it, you may be wondering, like, why is it Teenage Dirtbag? Like, what does that have to do with anything? And oh my God, I have the craziest story for you. Here's the quote from the songwriter. It came from the summer of 1984 on Long Island when I was 10 years old. That summer, in the woods behind my house, there was a satanic, drug-induced ritual teen homicide that went down. And the kid who did it was called Ricky Casso. And he was arrested wearing an AC/DC t-shirt. This is all fucking true, dude.
That's such a better story than this song.
Right?
Yes, write a song about that.
I Googled this extensively. I read a lot of things I will never unlearn. I'm very upset I know so much about this murder. But it all is true. It was a huge deal. It's not really our podcast to get into the gruesome details, so Google Ricky Casso if you want to know more.
If my favorite murder wants to do a crossover with us.
Yes, please. So because he was wearing the AC/DC t-shirt, like all the news outlets freaked out being like, metal is causing kids to be murderers, Satanists.
Oh,
cult
boy.
People. So that's where the whole Iron Maiden or Iron Maiden thing comes from.
Do that again?
Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
It is,
you'll hear.
Yeah.
You'll hear. And that's the backdrop for that song.
I mean, not really.
That's an unrelated story that he was just like, oh, I don't like that. Okay, I listen to Iron Maiden now.
It's like someone asked him about Teenage Dirtbag and he was like, there was a murder behind my house once.
And he's like, just so you know, there was a murder behind my house.
You know what? There was a murder behind my house, too. And when I was a kid, and I've seen a lot of Forensic Files. Uh-huh. And one time it was just like, a restaurateur murders another one. And I was like, that's the one behind my house, which is insane to say. And it was.
What? What?
Did you write a song about it?
Yeah.
It's stronger.
It's called I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry.
I think maybe his connection was that like people assumed because he wore like Metallica t-shirts and stuff that people thought he was also a Satanist.
But it's just funny that it's one line of the entire song. And he's like, so that's the story
behind
this.
Well, I think
this.
He's like, people assume I'm a dirtbag now because of this. Although in my opinion, and we'll get to this later, I don't think that's what dirtbag means.
Absolutely not. And it's certainly nothing to, like, I don't think that this girl he's singing about is like, I can't date that guy. He's, you know, he murdered someone. someone.
He looks like he's involved with the occult. Yeah. And then another fun tidbit we got is that just actually last month, they redid the song, the Wheatus Band, in Gaelic.
Yes. I love whenever someone sings in a foreign language and then they have to say a word that's not translatable. Like, they just say Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I'll say, which we'll also get to, is that Gun is, like, censored in most versions. You can't find
that's what he's not saying?
Yeah. Yes.
They did a terrible job with that.
It's
bleep
awful.
It or at something.
And apparently
rewrite
that was
the lyric.
Well, I think it was in there from, like, the get-go, too, because the guy, Brown, says that the day he presented the song to the record label was around the time of Columbine. So they were just like, no, it's not going to go. And instead of saying rewrite that song part, they're like, well, it's just got a really tight record scratch on it.
Insane.
It's Crazy Town, right?
Yeah.
That's all you had to know about Wheatus.
Not a real name. It feels like you're making something up.
No, it feels like your mom's trying to say Weezer.
What's the, you were playing your Nintendo listening to what, Wheatus?
Right?
Or like weed. I keep thinking it's Wheatus.
Yeah. Smoke that Wheatus.
Oh yeah.
I hate this.
What the fuck is that noise? I think it's so good. It's still going.
Yeah, that record scratching goes I wonder if they put that there because they were like, we're going to need to censor some of this, and I don't want it to come out of nowhere.
I think it's just the trend of the time. Like, Incubus did that a lot, too, where they'd have, like, one guy, like, who just, I don't know, has, like, some vague turntable situation happening. I don't even know what that sound is. It kind of sounds like a rat is, like, loose in the studio.
It sounds like it's supposed to be a record scratch, but it does sound like someone just, like, rubbing a knife against, like, a counter.
Yeah, or, like, zipping and unzipping their fly a lot.
Yes. It sounds like an option on GarageBand that you should skip.
I know! Absolutely!
This is like GarageBand just came out, and they're like, no, it's cool.
Just go with the first one in all the categories.
I mean, this is their debut single, so maybe.
It is?
Yeah.
Wow. Is Wheatus a one-hit wonder?
Yes.
Are you kidding? Okay. Was that a real question?
Yes. I don't want to be like, oh, Wheatus is a one-hit wonder, and then have someone be like, oh, actually, they have this song, they have this song.
Yeah, they have a middle school dirtbag, child dirtbag, baby dirtbag.
Full-grown dirtbag.
It's all about different murderers.
AARP dirtbag.
This one was inspired by Freddy Krueger, who I know is not real, but deeply affected me as a child.
My name is John Wayne Gacy, baby. Does that sound like another song? The second I heard this, I was like, this is a different song. A song that we have covered on this podcast before.
Oh, no, and I don't know it?
No, I mean, I don't know that. I made a mashup of it because it sounded so much alike to me. Can you guess what it is?
Is this two songs playing right now?
No.
Okay, no.
You'll know.
Oh my god.
What is that?
Crash
Dave
Into
Matthews
Me.
Band.
Oh.
This does not sound the same to me.
It sounded so similar to me without the little.
The strumming pattern is different.
It sounded a lot like that to me.
I mean, they're in the same key, I'll give you that.
It also sounded like this.
Hear this.
Every song sounds like Beverly Hills.
Ooh, why was that isolated at the end? I did not like that.
Well, I don't like it either.
I mean, that makes sense, though, because everything sounds like Weezer.
Everything sounds like Weezer. That should be the name of this podcast.
Everything sounds like Weezer?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're punching up our own podcast now.
Do you guys like the song Beverly Hills by Weezer?
No.
I do not.
I think it's bad. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Someone finally came out and said it.
Come to a consensus. It's not a good song.
Pork and beans, not for me.
I also...
We don't talk about pork and beans.
We'll go track by track and just be like, this Weezer song? No, thank you.
Okay, so let's get into the singing.
Wow. I have a dream about her. She rings my bell. I got you.
The sounds. The tiny little ding and the
boop, boop, boop. I can't. There's so many things that upset me right off the top. Again, I do love this song, so take it with a grain of salt. But why did he choose to sing in that tiny baby voice? Why?
I think that's just how he sings.
He doesn't sing the chorus like that.
Because he's yelling.
And then he literally is, like, making the smallest mouth you can make. He's like, my name is Noelle. Like, it sounds like he's whispering. And then, second question, she rings my bell. Has anyone ever said that?
It rhymes with Noelle.
That's... Oh, that's what it is, dude. Duh. How did I get that?
He's like,
bro?
We have to use the name Noelle.
Yeah, you could have said anything. This girl's not real, right?
True. Maybe.
Also, how many times has someone named Noelle been told their name rhymes with Bell? That's like pretty obvious.
I thought he was talking about his dream. Like, I had a dream about her. She rings my bell in the dream.
This is an elaborate fetish I have where
I'm a bell tower.
I'm Quasimodo.
Okay, and then what else did he say after that? Because I really couldn't pay attention.
She rings my bell. I got gym class in half an hour.
That feels like a bit of a departure.
Well, see, it could be a school bell.
Oh, so she's the girl that goes bing bong because she lives in the 1500s, apparently.
She, like, works in the office.
She's the superintendent, and they don't have an automated bell system for some reason.
Wait, so does he go to the school in this scenario, or does he work at the school?
He's a janitor.
Well, do any teenagers work at school? No.
Very true.
He has to be. But we don't know how old she. Oh, wait, no, we do. She's a teenager, too.
Yeah, she's a teenager at work. But also, Noelle sounds pretty, is the thing I was thinking. Like, I've always been jealous of her.
Like, I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she has, like, perfect hair. She doesn't have to do anything to it.
Yeah, and it's like she's dating the cool guy, but, like, other people are in love with her. It's like my dream.
Oh, I know exactly who she is now, especially because of the way he describes her outfit next. I'm like, man, her socks are always clean.
I forget what her outfit sounds like.
Should we hear?
Let's.
How she rocks. In kids and tube socks.
Wow.
But she doesn't know who I am.
Why?
And she doesn't give a damn about me.
Oh my god.
About me.
So she rocks her kids with her tube socks.
Yeah, of course he's in love with her.
It's a strong quirk. It's like a manic pixie dream girl choice. Like, cool girls would have worn just like trainers with those low ankle socks. But she's got them.
Am I crazy?
Yeah, she's not. Those are not flattering on anyone.
Except for Noelle.
Except for Noelle. That's what I'm saying. Because
she's got legs for days, bro.
Oh my God.
You feel what we're saying, though.
No,
you get
I have no idea what you're saying.
Okay, remember American Apparel tube socks?
Yeah.
They were so fucking cool.
Sure.
They had all varying heights. Some of them went all the way up to your whole vagina. And they have two big color
those
stripes
are just leggings,
on them.
Those leggings,
Mel. They're those white ghost leggings that don't attach to your body.
Oh, okay.
And
pants.
They're very thick.
Very thick.
Yeah.
And hot.
And they make your legs look like they're that thick. That's
yes.
why they're bad looking on everyone.
Except Noelle.
Except Noelle.
Because her legs are so skinny that it's just like, ooh, she got normal legs now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's weird, though, because without socks, they still look good. Mm. It's a crazy situation that's happening with her legs.
She doesn't know who he is, and she doesn't give a damn about him.
She kind of sounds like, I'm just going to say it, a bitch, dude.
What's her fucking deal?
No, this has such a strong, like, men's rights angle, this whole song.
Hey, let's read it like that. Let's just be the worst people for this whole episode.
What's her fucking problem? Like, I called out her kids, I called out her socks, and she's just ignoring me?
Yeah, like, how dare she ring my bell and then not fuck me?
You I got fucking I mean? Gym class. I don't have time for this shit.
Are they in gym class together, or does he just, like, find a reason to be in the gym when she's, like, playing volleyball?
I think he's just remembering he has it in half an hour.
You know? So he's like, hey, let's turn to write this song. Oh, fuck, I got gym class in half an hour. It's going in the song. It's going in the fucking
he's
song.
He's leaving himself reminders like, don't forget lunch.
Honestly, I wish he would. You could say anything in this voice and it'd be funny.
Absolutely. I killed a guy. I want to hear this song from the perspective of the guy that killed someone.
I do not. That man's crazy.
Fine.
Gouged out a man's eyeballs.
Yeah, so, he listens to AC/DC. I'm not
so
gonna
because he's crazy, he can't make good music?
I mean, I don't
know.
Are you like
take.
Are you like begging for like a Charles Manson EP or something? Like, what's
there
your
was
angle?
One, I think.
Did you love it?
I didn't hear it.
Is it your Unpunchable Jam today?
His don't songs aren't that bad. They're not bad. They're not.
He went to jail because he was too good.
Oh, yeah. Nothing Gold Can Stay. I've heard that before.
Yes. The Beatles were jealous.
Okay.
They called the feds like, hey, this guy is...
And now we're writing a song called Helter Skelter. That's our thing. Thanks.
That's why he killed people is because they didn't like his EP. Like, I'm not kidding. No. That's real.
Wait, no. That's real?
Yeah. No, because one of the guys from the Beach Boys was hanging out at the ranch and he was like, give him my demo. And then he didn't. And then he brought it somewhere and they didn't like it. So he went to that music producer's house.
Are you... No.
Wait. So
are you being serious?
Did the
I'm being
Beach
serious.
Boys...
The Beach Boys... killed those people.
Oh, wow. Mike Love's got blood on his hands. God only knows.
No.
No?
Let's just move on.
Why?
Mm-mm.
I want to talk more about Charles Manson killing people.
Jesus Christ.
The music's got to be that good.
It's like Hitler.
I got really off guard by that.
Sorry.
All right.
Because I'm just a teenage dude.
That's where I want to be.
Oh, this song kicks ass.
Why does it sound like someone someone wrote this on a Rock Band guitar.
Because it's like four notes.
It's like literally the same four chords the whole time. Also, I have not pointed out yet this whole song, I'm such a bad person, how awful the fucking snare drum sounds. You'll hear it more in the verses, but pay attention to hear how fucking tight it is. It sounds like if a drumstick hit it and you had a loose grip, it would fly into space. It's horrible for this song.
I haven't noticed that at all.
You'll hear it now that I've pointed it out.
Man.
Okay, chorus.
I don't like the chorus, but also just his listen to Iron Maiden Baby With Me has struck me as just this weird line where I'm like, what? Why are you? It's a weird thing to shout out.
Well, because he's a dirtbag and dirtbags listen to Iron Maiden.
I guess. That's not a trope I'm familiar with.
I wonder if like Maidenheads were mad. They were like, hey, I'm actually not a dirtbag. I'm a respectable businessman.
I feel like when you're a metalheader in some sort of subgenre like that, you hear dirtbag and you're like, fuck yeah. Like,
you want to be a dirtbag.
Kind of like nerds, like reclaim nerd. And it's like, yeah, we're nerds. And you know how we jocks have always been like, you know, I love sports. I'm a jock.
You self-identify as a jock?
Oh, everyone identifies me as a jock.
Oh, it's because you're so good at sex.
Yes, it's because I'm great at sex. It's because I love to toss the old skin around.
Is that your foreskin? Tossing skin.
Tossing the old skin around.
I hate what I've done.
What'd you do this weekend? You know, just toss the skin around.
It also sounds like maybe like a Buffalo Bill situation happening. It's not a good catchphrase.
Yeah, that's what Charles Manson was saying. We gotta talk about Charlie Manson.
You can't talk about Teenage Dirtbag and not bring up Charles
you
Manson.
You got to.
When you said Hitler, I thought you were saying like this is from the perspective of Hitler, like he was just a teenage dirtbag.
She doesn't give a damn about me.
Yeah. I heard, and I didn't fact check this, so I'm probably wrong, that Hitler like was really rebuffed by no one liking his art or something.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna say Hitler was really buff, and I was like, what?
I heard, and I didn't fact check this, that Hitler had 16 abs. Dude.
Honestly, like have you seen him do a push-up? It's like effortless.
So Hitler had a sexy body.
Wow. Hitler had a sexy body, a high-pitched voice. He could do like 20 push-ups.
How did we get here?
Yeah, wait a minute. What does that have to do with Teenage Dirtbag?
We haven't even talked about the chorus.
You tricked us.
The song is kind of boring, so we're just like, Hitler's hot.
Should we go on to the next verse?
Did we finish even talking about the chorus?
Oh, yeah, Iron Maiden. I think that's a weird shout-out. The weirdest part to me of this chorus is the ooh.
It's so happy.
Yes.
We're also not addressing the way they say Iron Maiden. And like it pops into this like weird like filtered effect just for the chorus.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how he's a teenage dirtbag. At this point, all he's done is tell me about this girl in the well. And then I guess like his high school gym schedule.
This song is just creep, but bad. And creep is already not good.
Creep is a good standalone.
Okay, fine.
It's not indicative of Radiohead, but it's a good standalone single. Yes, Dylan?
That's another song that white people relate to a lot.
Yes.
Have you seen me? I'm the whitest bitch in the world.
Yeah, me too. So I'm like, I want to be special.
You're so fucking special.
Like he's talking about me.
Okay, pay attention to the snare now. I want you to hear it.
Okay. Yeah, it does like echo, really. It
sounds like a fucking cowbell.
Is recorded in an empty swimming pool.
Exactly.
My boyfriend's a dick. And he brings a...
Oh, right? Wow, that's Gun to school.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a long time to have nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Why didn't they just do it for Gun and then leave to school?
Rhyme something with dick has a lot of rhymes.
Yeah.
Also, what a bold choice to just second verse. My boyfriend's a dick. It's such a hard K. Yeah.
I love it.
It's like, I respect it.
There's also like... sort of a weird reverb just on the word dick that I... These fucking record scratches. Don't put these in the song.
There's so many.
Wait, listen.
Her boyfriend's a dick.
I think he just like, got breathy. I think he literally just held the dick.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I said it. I just didn't mean to, but I did.
I just thought with the record scratches, it sounds like it was produced by Missy Elliott.
It'd be so much better if Missy Elliott produced it. Can you imagine
that would be
Missy
so much
Elliott
better.
Feature on the second verse?
It's if it like, was just a different song by Missy Elliott.
Let me word in my thing down, flip it and reverse.
That's
it.
How you write a song,
it's really it.
And then that sensor could work for dick.
Yeah.
Or maybe you line the dicks up. I said it again.
Line the dicks up.
God damn it.
Are you not allowed to say dick?
No, I just keep saying accidental.
We talk about edging
sexual.
Every episode.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you brought up edging.
Yeah, I should just have a sound drop for like, it's time to talk about edging.
I love to talk about edging.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I have no reason for it. It's just, to me, the idea of, like, being super into not coming is just really funny.
That's male privilege.
What do you mean by that?
It's like only men are allowed to be like, I gotta not come.
Only men get the choice.
I mean, I actually think coming or not coming is better as a woman, frankly.
Why don't you take a drink?
Because also, like, you could go multiple times. You can hide it if you came too soon and just be like, nah, I did. It doesn't matter. You can't fact check this.
I would love for you to say you can't fact check that after you claim that you have came.
You can't.
Oh, so good. Don't fact check that.
No, it's funny that you're like, I didn't come. Don't fact check that.
See, men don't really have that luxury.
That's
right?
True.
I mean, unless I guess you're like, I don't know, you like wipe it off like a tear out of your eye when you're crying at like your friend's birthday party.
What the fuck are we doing?
I don't know.
If you wipe it, you just like hide it somehow.
Yeah. You never done that?
No.
Okay, this is gonna get really gross. I'm sorry, but I did. I did once have a brief fling with a man who would masturbate just onto the floor of his apartment. He had like a specific spot on the floor.
What?
Was, like, it's like 2 square feet of
no.
Like, cum zone.
The cum zone. The cum zone.
Like when an airport has a place for dogs to pee.
I hate this.
So, sorry, what were we talking about?
Teenage Dirtbag by
right,
Rufus.
Right. Okay. So he said her boyfriend's a dick. And then in the non-censored version, do you have the non-censored version?
I sure do.
We can hear it.
Her boyfriend's a dick.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's.
He brings a gun to school.
Whoa.
He brings
Why
a
does it sound like you download that on LimeWire?
Well, I had to download it from YouTube because, again, that version is not available.
They've scrubbed
in many places.
It.
It is a dick thing to do to bring a gun to school. Well,
before, yeah, it's really not cool.
My ass he would kick?
He'd simply kick my ass if he knew the truth.
Right, of course. That's the normal way to say that sentence.
He'd simply kick my ass.
Right, of course. And she rings my bell. Is this man like a time traveler from the 15th century?
He's Quasimodo.
Oh my God!
Yes.
We cracked the case.
Wait, why would he kick his ass? What's the truth? We don't really
if he
know
knew
yet.
The truth. That he like has a crush on his girlfriend, I guess?
Yeah.
Or maybe that he like masturbates to her in his cum zone? I don't know.
I don't know if this song...
If he knew about my cum zone, he'd kick my ass.
He'd simply kick.
That's why the murder resonated so hard with him, because that specific area of the forest behind his house was his cum zone.
He was like, well, time to jack. Uh-oh.
He's like, no, you wrecked my cum zone with a murder. Don't you hate that?
I don't think that would wreck his cum zone, if I'm being honest. If he's a true dirtbag, he's just like, well, looks like the cum zone's got new tenants.
Blood.
All right, wait, are we missing something else from this part?
I think it ended on he knew the truth.
Yeah.
And we all know the truth is that he comes into her locker slots. I don't know what the truth is.
Okay, you also brought up a cover of this song and this...
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
They didn't censor this lyric in the children's choir version of this song from the documentary Bully.
Yes.
It's so beautiful.
It's great. I'm seeing the Social Network trailer in my head now.
We should write a movie for this.
About a teenage dirtbag?
Nah.
I was like, that exists.
Oh, shit! They fucking slammed that piano.
Yeah.
Anything children sing is terrifying.
It's scary, but also it's a little uplifting.
I didn't laugh. I just got scared. I was just like, this is haunting. They're all dead.
I don't know if you can hear, but Dylan's actually crying.
Yeah.
He lives on my block, and he drives a Nyra.
The sound effects in this song, oh my god.
Can you play that again?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, that organ.
They got
vamping.
An organ for 4 lines.
They should say something about Iraq.
That's the car. I know. But
I had to look
Google
it up because I was like, he lives in Iraq.
So I thought, says it in like the cool way.
It's like, on my block, we live in Iraq.
That would be a fun twist. This doesn't take place in America.
It's like, ooh, you're the one who's prejudiced.
So Iraqs, I guess, are like the race car race cars.
He drives a race car?
Because it had a stroke.
I think it's like a Chevy.
Yeah, but like they're the kind of cars that like they use on racetracks, I guess.
Oh, really?
That's what I said at Google. Mm. I don't know. I don't know cars. What do I look like? I know how to drive.
No, you don't.
I'm too rich to drive. I'm writing a new version of myself.
I love it. The sound effects just the fact that they have to put sound effects in it, like she rings my bell, it's like ding. It's nonsense.
I'm pretty sure. Can you play it back? Because I think they end that car sound effect with it crashing.
Oh no. He lives on my block and he drives an
IROC. Wow. So he doesn't drive well, or they just couldn't buy the Foley sound they needed?
Or he was like, I want him to crash in this version.
Oh, okay. So he's manipulating the scene.
Yeah.
Creating like a radio hour.
Yes.
With his life story.
This is a Morning Zoo Crew music video.
What is that?
You know, like when those radio shows where they just have like a bunch of clips and just like our version of it where we're just like,
this is my nightmare.
Is it? I'm sorry.
I do love it.
Just like all nightmares.
He lives on my block, so they're neighbors. That sucks. You probably have to see them or hear them having sex all the time.
What?
If he's really a dirtbag, he's like...
If he's a dirtbag, he's not three doors down. He's like...
Walking by.
Yeah.
He does on like purpose. Three doors down, though.
No, he listens to Iron Maiden. He thinks three doors down are pussies.
I think if you're really a dirtbag, you pretend to listen to Iron Maiden, but you actually listen to Three Doors Down.
We haven't even talked about what a dirtbag really is.
That's true.
So many questions.
Bag of dirt.
I do touch on this in the punch-up, but I would love to hear what you guys think dirtbags are.
I think a dirtbag is just like any... Those guys who were like in hoodies and had those really long hair and they clearly never took showers.
Yeah.
Cargo shorts.
Wait, is that like the same guy that goes to raves?
No.
Rave has more style.
He's the guy in like a POD concert in the mosh pit. Or like just outside of the mosh pit.
Juggalo adjacent.
Juggalo adjacent, yeah. I thought you said Juggalo Jason with like a Italian accent, like you Juggalo know, adjacent.
Dylan's best friend, Juggalo Jason.
Yeah.
She talks about him all the time.
I met him in Rome. Juggalo Jason.
He bought me a gelato. You had a very weird version of Call Me By Your Name play out that one summer.
It's Call Me By Your Name, but it's me and Juggalo Jason.
I'm just imagining like a Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yeah, but he's still 20 years older than you. Yeah, so Juggalo Jason, friend of the podcast.
Juggalo Jason is the peak dirtbag.
What about you, Dylan? What do you think a dirtbag is?
Oh my God. I was going to say kind of the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, like a dirty guy with long hair who thinks that's cool.
See? I didn't think that.
I'm not on his side. I'm on the side of the guy who drives the car.
the gunman?
Yeah.
What is the appeal to you of this man?
I don't know. He sounds cool. He's dating Noelle.
That's true.
I don't know why. I just feel like he probably has like disproportionately large balls. those guys always do, right? This is such a biased narrator, though. Like, I don't know who to trust.
God, I want Noelle to have like a third party. I want Noelle to go to college and like start dating girls.
I just want Noelle to be gay, yeah.
Yeah.
Desperately. That's the rewrite we should do.
This is the part of the song I do like.
This is simples. Literally railing on the cymbals.
The vocal. Something about the vocals and the harmony on this part, I'm just like, you're not going hard enough for what this chord, like what this is supposed to sound like.
Your drummer did not get the memo.
No.
He but thought it's just this like, was Iron Maiden.
The music goes like very loud and feels like almost punkish or pop punkish, and they're just like, ooh yeah.
There's actually an article that comes up when you Google the song saying in detail why this is not pop punk. But I will say the thing that bothers me about this section, because mostly I love it, is that he's saying she doesn't know what she's missing, but also calling himself a dirtbag. Which one is it, bud?
He hasn't listed one thing about himself that it's like, this is what you're missing.
He hasn't listed one thing about himself at all.
That's true.
I don't know any of the characters.
We know that she wears Keds and socks.
Oh yeah, boyfriend is a gunman.
With a car. Has a car. Don't forget
that. He
might
be a NASCAR driver.
No, he's a gunman.
He's a gunman. He has a car.
My boyfriend's a gunman.
He brings a dick to school.
I mean, technically.
Yeah.
Probably.
Sometimes you gotta leave that at home.
I think I'm gonna leave my dick at home today.
Just twist it off and put it in the case.
In my head, that's how it works.
That would be so great if that's how dicks worked.
You could just go, whoop, like a sausage casing, twist it with a little clamp on it.
No!
No, you'd forget it, like your retainer at lunch at school.
You go to hook up with someone who's like, oh no!
Yeah.
I like that. Like, songs like this, for some reason, have harmonies on them that immediately just like steal any sort of like rock cred that they had.
I don't know why they choose like major thirds or whatever the fuck this is.
Yeah, I don't know what it would be called, but it's just like, it feels like if you took the music away, it's like, okay, this is just a beautiful chorus. It almost feels like they just did the Bully version.
Yeah, well, or the Bully version stole their brilliant harmonies.
That's very true. Wow, someone should sue.
I don't know why he sings it so pretty. Why didn't he just be like, oh, yeah, like, just get it.
That's a different band. That's
Creed.
Oh,
that's right. That's Creed.
Oh, yeah, dirtbag. That's not Creed at all. I don't know what that is.
That's like a butt rocker.
Yeah.
That's like my grandfather's friend.
You know who
I don't want around.
You're saying that's like a butt. Like
the greatest butt rocker of all time, Hitler.
Because he rocked that butt.
He rocked that butt.
This is so offensive.
No, it's not. It's not offensive to say Hitler has a great ass.
Should I say that I'm Jewish?
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, are you?
Thank you.
So do we get a pass? Or?
Yeah, I feel like this has been fine. I'm okay, half Jewish.
On behalf of all Jews, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're not saying he's a bad dude.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm so glad you finally said it, dude. Again, we're really breaking some new ground here. Pork and beans, bad. Hitler, bad.
Man, I feel like mold. It's prom night and I am lonely. Lo and behold, she's walking over to me. This must be fake. My lip starts to shake. How does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about?
Okay, oh. Now I hear crashing at me.
Yeah. Crash.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say I love a narrative, but just because she's walking toward you doesn't mean she knows you.
No, it's totally unearned too. He's just like, man, I suck. Man, I suck. I love this girl. She likes me too.
Is he at prom?
I think so.
Guess so.
How can you be lonely at prom?
You're not a real dirtbag if you went to prom.
That's what I'm thinking. You would have been like riding your motocross with your uncle, smoking your first cigarette.
That's prom night. Yeah.
Okay, why on earth did they sustain that acoustic for so long? Like, didn't bring anything else in?
Get that organ back.
Yeah, I want that organ. Now we're fucking jamming, man.
I want that organ.
Man, I feel like mold.
Are you sure?
Man, I feel like mold. It's prom night and I am lonely.
He just randomly chooses not to rhyme, and it makes me so mad.
Yeah.
He says, lo and behold, but like, you didn't have to say lo and behold. You didn't have to write around having to rhyme with hold.
Both of the choices of like mold and lo and behold, I'm like, do anything else.
Have you ever been like, man, I'm not having a great day. I just feel like mold.
Well, lo and behold, look who's walking over to me.
I can't even imagine what feeling like mold means. I feel very wet and kind of slimy.
I feel like I've been growing here for ages.
I could potentially give you like a respiratory illness.
Yeah. It's a weird choice of phrase.
Ugly? He feels ugly?
Oh, yeah, maybe like I'm moldy.
Man, ooh, should we make that like
slang?
Shit.
I'm trying so hard to think of something.
Maybe we could bring it in. Make it like a cool slang. I'm just like such a mold right now. No.
I feel like trash. Look at that ass. She's walking right over to me.
I can't believe you didn't incorporate Hitler into this.
Yeah.
I don't like to incorporate Hitler into many things.
Wow, hero.
Thank you.
Brave.
Thank you so much.
So she walks over to him and he thinks because of that, she knows who he is.
Yeah.
When he said twice, well, no, I guess just once, she doesn't know who I am and she doesn't give a damn about me.
But now she does care about him because she's moving in his direction.
Like, how does she know?
Well, you have to assume then she's always cared about him, right? And she just like dates this dickhead because like, why not? So then for him to say she doesn't give a damn about me, it's like, open your eyes, bro.
Open your eyes.
Also, this is like such a weird anthem for like those guys that think they're victims, but absolutely aren't. Like the Mark Zuckerbergs of the
world. This is incel rock.
Incel rock. Yes, that's what it is.
But they're rewriting the ending so that it makes them like the hero.
Yes, incel fantasy rock.
Oh no, I don't like this genre at all.
Well, welcome.
But it's like half of music.
Sure. Yeah, no, like every song before 2009 was just people going like, oh, if only she was into me.
So what does she say to him? I'm so curious. It's my favorite part. It's a girl.
This is just him.
I was gonna say this is him doing a voice.
Just a teenage dirtbag baby like you. That's him. This is the song version of him being like, I do have a girlfriend. She'll be at the prom. And then just coming with like a wig and be like, I'm looking for Wheaties.
Wait, you know like when little kids make vines and they pretend to be girls?
Yeah, yes. They put a towel on their head.
Yeah.
That's what this
Yeah, he's like, uh-oh, what do you say? The hottest girl in school is here and looking for me? Gotta go.
And she wants to hear me talk about Iron Maiden.
I've got two tickets to Iron Maiden. Has anybody seen Wheaties?
Which is also funny because like maybe in the 80s it was a dirtbag thing to like Iron Maiden, but in 2000 like it was pretty universally cool to like
yeah,
Iron Maiden.
I don't...
Also like this chick, if she was real, would be super tight, right?
Oh yeah, she sounds super tight. She's got a high voice.
She brought concert tickets to prom for a concert she's not going to that night. She probably just stick them in her bra. They're probably so sweaty.
Come with me Friday. Don't say maybe.
Yeah, she's aggressive, man.
Say yes
she
or
goes
no.
for it.
Yeah.
She's a go-getter.
Yeah.
Noelle.
She also says, I'm a teenage dirtbag just like you. No, you're not, Noelle.
Well, also, he hasn't said that to her, we presume, so that's a little presumptuous.
What if he comes around and is like, what, you can't call me a dirtbag? That's so fucked up.
Only I could call me that.
Yeah, what are you doing?
We're both ugly pieces of shit.
Also, clearly she's not.
No, she's hot. We know she's hot.
This guy is such a dick, he wouldn't be into a fellow ugly.
Also, listen to her. She sounds smoking.
We know if that's him, like, for real.
It is
him.
It is him.
It sounds exactly the same.
It's so funny.
He's like, her boyfriend's a dick.
Is this song amazing?
Yes.
Is this awesome?
I wish he'd just sung the rest in, like, a super low voice and then done, like, his real voice. Like, I've got two tickets for this part. I'd be like, wow.
I wish he sang as her for the rest of the song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is it. I was going to say it's like Nelly doing Kelly Rowland's part in Dilemma.
Yes. This is such a fucking funny part of the song. And it's on the heels, like, it's leading up to the part that I like.
Yeah.
So it's just such a weird juxtaposition to be like, I've got two tickets to go into.
I like that she had the gall to just buy the tickets. In high school, she can't have that much money.
I wonder if it's like she was going to go with her boyfriend, but he dumped her. Because he got caught with a gun and went to jail. Don't fact check.
You can't.
It's the same part. I just wanted to listen to it again.
It's so funny. It's such a betrayal.
I know.
What the fuck is that?
Someone needs to check on Wheatus.
He goes even higher.
It sounds like a joke. It sounds like a joke song.
No, he's asking for our help and we're making fun of him.
Oh, it's so funny.
That's true. We should be more amenable to the problems of Wheatus.
Oh, God. Why is it so funny that he just like introduces this aggressive narrative?
Because it comes out of nowhere. He's talking about this girl who, it's clearly a song about someone that doesn't know the song is being written. And then at the end, it's like, actually, she does know. And here she is in the story.
Yeah, how does this make sense? Like, she listened to a demo before he'd finished the song?
It's like if you were making a documentary about a criminal, and at the very end, they were just like, and the criminal was me. It's like, what?
I love a surprise duet.
I do, too.
True. I am with you on that. I appreciate the voice acting he's doing. Mm-hmm. Not many songs incorporate voice acting.
Can I come back and do Hey There, Delilah?
Yes, please.
Because I think Delilah should have a verse. Delilah was a real girl. Do you remember that?
What?
Oh, that song hit me right at the right age.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Was she really in New York City?
Yes.
Yes. No, she was in Scranton.
No, she...
She was
real. His cousin.
This part bangs.
The voice stands out so much.
Is he doing the girl voice still?
Kind of. The harmony kind of sounds like the girl. Listen right here.
Hello, hello.
Is that the whole song?
Yeah.
There should be something else.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
And then we had sex.
And then we had sex.
I'm so upset that the isolated vocals aren't available for this anywhere.
Yeah, I look
because
so
there's
horrible.
Some crazy shit happening on that vocal in the end. Like when he's like, oh, yeah.
I'll just play it again.
And then also if you notice on that today. Today? Isn't that what they say? Dirtbag. Right. Sorry, it sounds the same. The harmony doesn't follow. It just sings the same note, which I can only presume they did because they were like, I can't figure that out. Yeah. Listen.
Oh,
And then he stopped here. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. The record scratch comes in very faintly again there.
And I keep thinking that a guitar solo from The Darkness is going to happen here. Listen. Sounds the same.
I thought I was hearing In Too Deep at the end there when it's like...
Yeah, it sounds like every other song, frankly.
It sounds like Beverly Hills by Weezer.
You can make 30 mashups to this and I'd be like, yep, for every single one.
I just realized this is like a gender-swapped Skater Boy. Can I do Skater Boy? Can I come back on and do
yes,
Skater
Boy? Yes. You're here for Skater Boy as well. Cool. So just block out like your next 2 months or so. If you need me to talk to your agent, I can make that happen.
It's all good.
That's a great observation. Very fucking true.
It's also You Belong With Me.
That one's meaner to the girl.
That's true.
That's super mean.
This one's kind of mean to the... Well, no, it's not. I mean, he... Like, I'd get beat up if he knew.
I'm immediately on board when he's like, he's a dick. He brings a gun to school. Oh, yeah. I hate that guy.
You give reason. She's just like, you know, she wears short skirts.
But I wear t-shirts.
Yeah.
So you tell me
who's
the dick.
She brings a gun to school. I'm on the bleachers. Let's move on. So Hitler's butt.
Tight.
So tight.
I don't actually enjoy any single part of the song. I only enjoy the song as a whole.
I like when he pretends to be the girl.
I still don't like it. That's really my only thought on this song.
Why don't you like about it?
I don't think it's a good song in like any regard.
All right, fair enough. You don't bop a little bit to it?
No.
You don't feel
I mean, song? I was bopping here, but I was just kind of like, I got to do something.
You don't want to play air guitar to this?
What is the air guitar for this? It's like, well, I'm
it's
not going to
It's like
mime
you're
it.
Playing Rock Band.
It's just strumming the same pattern every other beat.
Well, the chorus is where it gets fun, because it becomes electric. See? It's fun, right?
I don't like that.
Okay, fair enough. Dylan? No.
My thoughts seem to be all the other songs I could come back and do.
Okay, so my biggest issue with the song, twofold. First and foremost, I don't know what a dirtbag means to this guy, despite him proudly self-titling as a dirtbag. He never once tells me a single fucking thing about himself. All I know is he listens to Iron Maiden. I don't know what he wears, what he looks like, how old he is, where he lives, what kind of guy he is. Is he vegan? I don't know.
He's definitely vegan.
I don't know. Maybe he's a dirtbag and he's vegan.
You see Murder in the Woods, you're like, I'm done with that.
All animals are the same.
Yes.
And then my second question is, I'm not so interested in the teenage version. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's what I did.
Okay. Well, let's hear it.
Had to get on my turntables.
I wish you just added more record scratches to it.
Oh, I should have. I don't know how to do that.
My name is Toby. My friends call me Tobinator. I am 40. Trailer on half an acre. I like to throw rocks at kids and mailboxes. But nobody knows who I am. And I lied when I said I had friends.
Cause I'm just an adult dirtbag baby. Yeah, I'm just an adult dirtbag baby. Listen to Iron Maiden by myself.
Yes! I love Toby.
Toby's an icon.
At least, like, he came... clean about the friends thing.
That's very true.
My dad is a dick. He stopped giving me money. His ass I would kick. But I live on his property. Yeah, money is tight from criminal fights. I've had several misdemeanors. I showed a waitress my wiener last year.
Cause I'm just an adult.
Right, Toby's no longer cool.
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, I'm just an adult dirtbag baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, maybe by myself. Oh yeah, dirtbag. Yeah, she fully knows what she's missing.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Toby is someone I can relate to.
You showed your wiener to a waitress last year?
Last year.
At 39? Right.
Yeah, we're over it.
Toby said he's 39.
He's 40, 40, but last year was 39. And that's when he showed the waitress his dick.
There's no 40-year-old named Toby. I feel like Toby's our 25 max.
And then you go by Tobias.
Who's an adult Toby?
That's why he's
Toby McGuire.
Yeah. The only one.
He's trying to be called Tobinator, guys.
Toby
he's
Jones.
He's trying to make it stick. It's not working.
Yeah.
Because his mom won't call him that, and that's the only person he knows. Anyway, now you know who he is. So fixed it. Thanks.
Toby sounds like he's grown into a fine man from being a teenage dirtbag.
I do feel like this is who that guy would become if that girl didn't, like, ultimately hang out with him.
Yeah, it's her fault.
That's where he'd spend the rest of his life, believing it's always her fault.
So you do see this as, like, a continuation of the same person's life?
Yeah, as an adult.
Yes.
An adult dirtbag.
I'm just an adult dirtbag. I love it.
It's way less charming, too, when they're grown.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't very charming as a teen, because I don't think this is a teen man singing in the first one.
So, are we ready for Unpunchable Jam?
I just want to say, listening to this reminded me of my first concert was Weird Al.
How was that?
I don't remember. I was 5.
Oh.
But I think it informed my personality and, like, made me bad. Like, made me just not well.
It was your origin story as
a villain? That's why I'm here instead of, like, I'm a doctor or something.
I mean, is that bad?
I don't think so. I don't know.
You're good at it.
I mean, what if you were a bad doctor?
That'd be worse.
An NBC show or something.
Bad Doctor is another movie we could do.
Yes, it's someone that just
murders. It's a bad mom's universe.
Bad teacher, bad doctor.
They haven't lost their license somehow because they're just so quirky. Yeah.
That's kind of Nurse Jackie.
I loved Nurse
Jackie. Oh, that is Nurse. God, every time we talk about Nurse Jackie, I say we as if it's a thing we've done on this podcast. Anytime anyone talks about Nurse Jackie, I just think about how the marketing
made
it seem like a huge joke show.
Yeah, it was not.
And
it was funny.
Yeah, like they had like posters of her just like with a bottle of pills and be like, holy shift. And I'd be like, I guess it's a comedy.
Nah, that show's dark as hell. I liked it, but no one except me watched it.
It'd be great if there was a drag queen named Nurse Jackie. Nurse Jackie, the drag queen.
And she's addicted to pills too?
Yeah.
Oh my God, good.
What a fun backstory for that drag queen.
I don't know. It'd be like, shine some light on the opioid crisis.
Sure.
Could work.
I don't know how you do that while also in a drag show.
And like having fun.
I guess you find the way.
Yeah, she'd be a trailblazer for sure.
Yeah.
Unpunchable Jams!
You can't punch this. What a great transition we figured out. From talking about the opioid crisis, talking about what songs are perfect.
They're in the same family.
Sure.
Of, you know, things.
Both families being wrecked by the opioid crisis.
Dylan, do you have one yet?
Well, I was going to say Nelly. I was going to say, like, Country Grammar or something.
Do you want to say it?
No. Now I want to say Like a Surgeon by Weird Al.
Oh my God.
Ooh, okay. I feel like I know Like a Surgeon more than I know Like a Virgin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like a Virgin's the parody song in my
There's
eyes.
There's so many. Yeah. Are there any songs that like Weird Al, you know the Weird Al version more than you know the original? Because for me, there are like a few and I never listen to Weird Al of my own accord.
Yeah, I know Grapefruit Diet really well.
What is?
I don't even remember what it's parodying. It's Grapefruit Diet, Zoot Suit Riot.
Oh, I don't know that song at all.
I don't either.
I
they had Running with Scissors.
Pretty Fly for a Rabbi.
Oh, yes.
I know
the goyim say. What does he say? Yeah. It's very funny.
And all the goyim say. Oh, yeah. I know that original song so well because a friend of mine in like third grade was obsessed with it. And I was like, yeah, The Offspring rules now.
Or that Albuquerque one. I don't think that's a parody. That's the original. In Albuquerque.
I don't know.
I listened to a lot of Weird Al.
I know his my this here Anakin guy. Like the one he did about Star Wars. I know that word for word. I don't know American Pie by Don McLean. And I've never seen that Star Wars movie. So I don't know why it's so stuck in my head.
I've never seen any Star Wars movie.
They're overrated.
No, you have.
I'm kidding. You're very lying. I like them.
You've seen one.
I have not.
You've not seen the new ones even?
No.
How?
That sounds like not fun to me at all.
You've actually
She doesn't like
them.
Movies.
Yeah, if I don't like movies, I'm not going to start with those.
That would be, you're diving into the deep end.
They're not even movies. They're experiences.
I feel like people are trying hard.
That's true.
I will say, as someone who like just started liking them, like I only saw them for the first time in 2015. I was like, pretty good.
Yeah, it was upsetting. Demi and I got invited to go to the Force Awakens like world premiere red carpet because we
brag.
I am because I was very
yes, no humble.
It's like one of the only opportunities Vine afforded us as a duo. Yeah. And we got to make vines and it was super fun. But when we go to watch the movie, Demi's like, yeah, so I don't really know much about Star Wars. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
I watched the three of them before that.
Hey, Demi, what is your unpunchable jam?
My unpunchable jam, I'm giving up on picking songs from the same era because then I just get to picking songs that it's like, well, you know this one already.
Yeah.
And no, I feel like I want to just recommend songs that I like.
And you had a good long run.
I had a, yeah, you know, I tried, and that's what really matters.
This is our new podcast.
Yeah.
Starts now.
Welcome to the cum zone. My pick for this week is a song by Natalie Prass called Short Court Style.
Ooh, what's it about?
From her new album. It's, I don't even know, I guess it's just about love. It's like a song, it sounds like roller disco funk.
Now? Modern yes. music?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it sounds like her voice sounds a lot like Grimes to me, mm-hmm. but it's all over like roller disco kind of funk music.
And
her new
she's
album is
not
very
dating
good.
Elon Musk.
That is true. Another plus on her in her column.
Just kidding. All our Elon Musk heads, please don't unfollow us.
They're not listening. They're out driving Teslas. And
oh, that's right.
Going to space.
Then fuck you guys.
But it's really good. That entire album, The Future and the Past, is really good. But Short Court Style is probably my favorite song off of it.
I assumed it would be like a Judge Judy cosplay song based on the name.
Short I went basketball.
You play basketball?
No.
What did you just say?
Oh, like you were thinking basketball?
My
it's it's her cover of that song, Basketball.
No, I literally thought Dylan was just like quiet for so long. She's like, I play basketball.
That would be a great way to interject, honestly.
I wish you had now. I'm disappointed.
If you want to just chime in with facts every few minutes, we should have told you that up front.
I'm 24 and I still play basketball.
I can hold my own in like a horse game.
Yeah, basketball probably makes more sense for short court, but in my head it was like night court. I don't know.
Night court style is what it's called, yes. But yeah.
I'm psyched to listen to that. It sounds like an awesome song.
It's really good.
I wanted to go something kind of related, mm-hmm. so I went with teenage, teen dream. Beach House record.
Yes!
I'm choosing Zebra by Beach
Hell
House.
Yes. That is my favorite album.
I think it's tied, I think, for first my favorite Beach House record.
Yeah.
And Beach House is already on the playlist. We're both big Beach Housers.
Beach heads.
Beach Housers?
Housers, sure.
Bitch Beachy Housers.
Bitch Beachy Housers.
Bitch be housing.
Bitches be housing. I'm just saying.
I thought Doogie Howser, like Beachy Houser.
Beachy Houser.
Again, I thought you were like, I have seen Doogie Howser.
Beachy Housers are what the very young Beach House fans are called.
I'm over here by myself like two truths and a lie.
And at the end we gotta go like, okay, it was basketball. That was the lie.
I'm not good at basketball.
Anyway, it's a great song. I would say close second on the record for me is Walk in the Park, which I also love. But Zebra grabs me a little harder at the top. Not such a slow burn. So I feel like that would land more with the general audience.
Are you okay with Zebra, Black and White Horse?
I mean, the lyrics are not good.
I think they're great.
That's me at a zoo. Like, Black and White Horse.
I don't listen to Beach House for their lyrics. And I don't think they're sung in a way that you're meant to. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, this song, Teenage Dirtbag, you're definitely, like, supposed to listen to the story. Like, Zebra, you know, you're good. Like, you don't know what they're saying. It's
I
fine.
Like it.
Black and White Horse comes through crisp.
That's true. Yeah, that's the one where you're like, okay, yeah, that's not what they are.
I'll take it. This is a fair critique.
They're kind of a Black and White Horse. Like, what else are they?
Let's see. I'm going to say Zebra, Black and White Horse, The Arch Among Us.
I wish they had a song called Horse that was just like, Unstriped Zebra.
And you should tell them. They're writing a lot of music now.
That's true. They put out an album like every year now. Slow down.
Oh, Dylan, you're on Twitter. It's amazing.
Oh, it's true.
You're so good at Twitter.
Thank you.
And you don't need to be because like you have a real career.
Thank you.
I don't understand why you are like so good.
Yeah,
I don't get enough validation and I didn't as a child.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why we're all here.
Yeah, no, that's why we're all here.
Yes. Can you not tell that I'm sweating?
We're all performatively talking instead of just hanging out.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Because yeah. I don't want to hang out unless people can hear it.
Yeah, and I also don't talk this much or laugh this much. I'm a real stern laugher.
As soon as we hit stop, we're all just going to walk in different directions.
Never to speak again.
Yeah.
Dylan Galula. DYLANGELULA.
Yeah.
Woo!
You nailed it.
Whoa.
Thank you. You should follow her there. Are you on Instagram as much? Do you like that?
Sure.
Should people follow you there too?
Why not? Do it.
Why not? I would love to get those numbers up.
Do you have anything to plug?
No.
All what? Right. Come on.
We saw a movie that you were in
you
recently.
You guys came to South by Southwest and saw it, which was so nice.
Yeah, yes. And we had to bring our suitcases.
I know.
Because we were on the way to the airport.
I know. That was really nice.
You were the best part of that movie, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to say? Or you got a bunch of people listening
Kimmy
right
Schmidt
now?
Season 4 is out.
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy!
Are you in it?
Yeah.
Debbie!
You can follow me at ElectroLemon on everything. That's I don't know why so I yelled nice. That. I thought we were going into the end.
I yelled at you. I'm at Meow and at Meow Monster, and we're at Punch of the Jam. And send us your suggestions at punchofthejam@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
Hit that end theme.
Bye.
Moving my hips like yeah.
I hate you. I'm so upset.
Hit that end theme. Good night, everybody. Hey.
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hey.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.